Hey, Vacaville Christian Community, this is Ben Davis, your head of schools. I want to thank you for tuning in podcast land. As I record this podcast, I've got a giant cup of coffee next here at my desk. And you know, it's interesting, when I first started drinking coffee, I thought it made me more dignified, and now I need my coffee in the morning. And so for all of you coffee lovers, just want to say I hear you, and I know the challenge that you're going through, but I want to thank you for tuning in. Staff, parents, thanks for listening in. My intention in this podcast is that we've had a lot of developments recently at our school. This spring, we've had a lot of developments, even recently, and I want to share a little bit of my heart. I want to share what's happening now, and I want our families to know and have confidence in what's happening and what's in store for the future. That's really the intention with what I want to do here today, and I want to start talking about vision. Vision matters. There's a temptation when families hear about vision or even strategy to kind of eyes roll back in their head, but you know, it's important. Our vision statement at VCS, for those of you who don't know, is that we strive to be a place where students are spiritually, intellectually, and physically equipped to fulfill their uniquely God-given mission. And every family at VCS should care tremendously about our vision. Vision is a statement of where we want to be in the future and where we are going. And when I say where we're going, what I mean is, what are we striving to do in the lives of your children and students? We're partnering with families as a school to develop your children academically, intellectually, spiritually, and you need to know where it is that we're heading to. Families want to know that they're partnering with us, VCS, that we share the same values as a school, and that the direction that we're going is meaningful. I think about, you know, my wife Amber and I, and our son Isaac, for example. You know, we've got Isaac is 5 and Grace is 3. And I want to look back over the course of my time when Isaac grows and be proud of the man that he's become. And Grace be proud of the woman that she develops into. And families want to do the same. You want to be excited about the future of your children. And in partnering with VCS, you want to know that that direction and future is meaningful. And I'm excited to share with you that it is. So vision matters, and we strive, you know, around all of those areas, academically and spiritually, to have excellence. And when your children graduate from VCS, we've got families listening from all across the board at our school. When your child graduates, you want to know that they've been equipped well to be successful in whatever God has called them to. Whether that's college, career, and beyond. And so vision does matter. And we're in the process this year. It's been a little bit delayed with COVID, but we're in the process of finishing a strategic plan for VCS. And a strategic plan is important too, because those are the stated steps that we're going to take to achieve that vision and those outcomes in your kids. So it all matters. And one of the key areas around strategy and vision is staff. Our staff and faculty matter. I often get the question, you know, Mr. Davis, what are we doing to care for and to retain our staff and faculty at VCS? We're taking some big steps, and I want to share that with you. Every faculty and staff member at VCS, every classification, is going to be receiving salary increases between 4% and 6%, and in some cases, even more. You know, it has always been my goal, it's going to continue to be my goal, that VCS is not just a place where people love to work, but that our staff and faculty can afford to work, that they can afford to save and care for their financial needs. That's just going to increase their satisfaction, their desire to continue to work here at VCS. And so that's a big move. Not to mention, these are people that our families care for. I love and care for our staff deeply, and to be able to support them in that way is really, really meaningful. We're also bringing back a 1% retirement match for all VCS staff and faculty. We've not had a retirement match in years and years, and I'm hoping and praying that 1% is a first step towards even increasing that in the future. But again, it's a statement of what matters. We care about our staff. We're working to retain them. We're increasing their compensation. And I know many families are going to be really encouraged about that. We've also had developments recently in our middle school and high school. We're sad to see Mr. Roland leave. I know I feel that way. He's developed wonderful relationships with many of you, and I'm excited about the next steps that God has for he and Paula and their family. And I've been praying about this development recently and believing that God's going to use it, although it's challenging, as an opportunity to make adjustments in our leadership structure in the middle school and high school. So when we talk about leadership, organizational structure, again, these are topics that have a really big impact on your children, because ultimately at the end of the day, those things provide the support structure that our staff and faculty need to do their jobs well, to impact your children academically, intellectually, and spiritually with excellence. And so the structure and the leadership matters. In the high school, so we're going to be making a couple of changes. I want to talk through those with you. In the high school, I'm really pleased to announce Tara Golden is going to be serving as the interim high school principal for the 2021-2022 school year. And then in the winter and spring, we're going to be starting the process of finding the long-term principal for that program. And I'm going to be encouraging Mrs. Golden to apply. Right now, Tara serves as the vice principal in our middle school and high school, and she has for a number of years and has done a wonderful job, very valuable member of our leadership team. And so I'm excited about her and her role. Many of you also have met and know Maylene Ripley. She's been a part of the VCS community for many, many years. And some of you may not know this, but Maylene used to serve as the middle school principal in the past here at VCS. Currently, she's our director of admissions and marketing. I've asked Maylene, she's accepted. She's going to be stepping in as the new principal of the VCS middle school. I'm confident in the academic leadership and the operational leadership that she's going to bring. I know many faculty and many parents are going to be excited about that development as well. And with Maylene transitioning roles, we're going to be posting and trying to find a new director of admissions and marketing as well. And so previously we've had, you know, with Mr. Roland and Mrs. Golden, a middle school, high school principal and a middle school, high school vice principal over both programs. And so I think it's important that our leadership is dedicated to each program. So we've got a dedicated principal over the high school and the middle school so that each of those programs and principals can focus on excellence within those individual schools. I think that's an important change. You know, another area that parents can be excited about too is the support we're going to be providing to not only those principals, but to our teachers. And so we're going to be bringing on board, this has been a vision of mine for a long time here at VCS, and this restructure is giving us the opportunity to make this happen. And it's going to be bringing teacher deans and subject area department heads to VCS in a meaningful way. And so each of those roles, they're going to be dedicated individuals. So we're going to have over every subject area at our school, there's going to be a dedicated department head. And there are going to be separate deans for the middle school and separate deans for the high school. And the subject area department heads are going to have and provide academic support and leadership with our faculty. Again, we have excellence within our program, and it's identifying opportunities to be to improve and even be better. And the teacher deans are going to provide support not only academically, but also operationally and with student life. So they're going to have a direct impact, again, with you, families, and in the lives of your students. And all of these changes are with the intention of improving our program and making a better, more excellent experience for our families and for our students here at VCS. And so those are really important. And by the way, that structure is a common best practice in independent schools and in private schools. And I think that is going to provide the support that's needed for our faculty and principals to be successful. We're also going to be bringing a new position, leadership position, to VCS. The new position is going to be the assistant head of school for academics and spiritual development. I've been envisioning this position for a number of years since I came on board in 2018 here to our school. And this person, I'll say, is going to eat, sleep, and breathe academic and spiritual excellence here at VCS. That's going to be their job. And so they are going to support and oversee, when we're able to bring a new dynamic leader on board, all of our programs: elementary, early education, middle school, and high school. Lots of proactive professional development for our staff and faculty. And ultimately, the goal of bringing that leader on board is the same as what I just mentioned, that we're going to provide our staff and faculty the support and resources they need to be able to maintain what they're doing really well and even improve in other areas. And I think our families are going to be, ultimately, I hope that our families are going to be excited with these changes and how they're going to improve our programs. Let's jump in and talk a little bit about safety. You know, with COVID, safety's been a big buzzword. So what are we doing going forward with safety? As a parent at VCS, you want your child to be emotionally safe, for this to be a safe place. You want them to be physically safe. Our school's leadership team and board of directors, we've been looking through, reviewing, updating our safety policies as those continue to shape and grow in our state and community. And I think COVID, you know, I know for me personally, it has taught me that there are some things that we probably could and should have been doing all along to make our campus a safer place where our kids, there's less transmission of sickness. I mean, we all want that for our children and for us personally. And so, you know, I'll give you an example. When I go to the gas station and I pump my gas, I don't know about all of you, but a gas station pump is kind of gross. It's like a million people touch it. So I clean my hands when I'm done pumping my gas. That is a common sense safety procedure. We have adopted comprehensive cleaning and sanitizing procedures at VCS. We're going to be retaining some of those common sense procedures that make this place and our school safer. There's been a lot of developments around masks. Let's talk about those a little bit. We're going to be changing our policies around masks with the effort of reducing and eliminating mask requirements. And masks, I should mention too, they're always going to be voluntary. So families, students, staff are always going to have the decision if they feel best to be able to wear a mask. And I think giving our families and our staff the opportunity to make the decision that they feel is best for them and to provide them the freedom and liberty to do that is always where we're going to be in land as a school. We're also taking other steps to make your students safe. We're going to be partnering with an organization called Ministry Safe. And what Ministry Safe is going to be doing is they're going to be providing on-site staff training this fall on student safety awareness and protocols. We have, you know, a number of comprehensive safety procedures already in place to be able to keep your students safe. One of those examples is that not a single staff member hired at VCS or a single person who's in a position of trust ever sets foot on this campus without passing a comprehensive FBI background check. That's true of every individual, whether it is a person who is in a position of trust as a volunteer or a staff member. And we've got many other procedures in place that keep your kids safe, but we want to identify areas that we can improve. And Ministry Safe is going to review our procedures and help us to do that. We're also establishing new security protocols around safety and security on campus with our new elementary magnetic security door. And that's a positive development for safety and security. And it's a positive thing to be able to keep our campus safe as we move closer to single points of entry, which is where we'd love to be a long time into the future. Our board of directors has also approved an additional staff member. We're going to be hiring another human resources staff member here at VCS. And they're going to have a big focus around safety on campus and making sure that our procedures and policies are really shored up. But they're also going to be supporting operationally our staff and faculty. And that's huge because that's going to help those teachers and staff members that, again, have that impact on your children to be able to focus their energies and have that operational support. So that's big. We've also got big developments in our radio, music, and arts conservatory at VCS. Thrilled to announce that we've got interviews that are actually going to be taking place for that role on July 15th. That's 2 weeks from the recording of this podcast. We're going to be interviewing for a new director. I'm excited to bring on a new director to not only rebuild the conservatory, but provide them an opportunity to be able to bring their vision for radio, music, and arts at VCS, and ultimately my vision for radio, music, and arts at our school and our conservatory is that students have an opportunity to be exposed to a variety of the arts in a way that develops their skill and gets them excited and gets them enthusiastic about pursuing and developing the arts into the future and music and radio. And so that's one of the reasons why I think bringing on and rebuilding a new director and rebuilding the conservatory is just really important to me. But we're going to be bringing on some other staff positions as well. I know that our families at VCS want to be proud of our school and want to feel like the outside of our school is as beautiful as what happens on the inside. Working on our facilities is important because it protects our school. It makes sure, it ensures that we can continue into the future to sustain the physical resources that are needed to deliver an excellent education to your kids. And so with that intention in mind, we're bringing on two new school-wide facility positions, a custodian and maintenance technician. And so they're going to help in those beautification efforts, the maintenance efforts on our campus. They're going to help with campus events, which, by the way, are coming back next year. I could not be more excited. Grandparents' Day, Country Fair, all of the events that make our community special, they're coming back next year to VCS. My kids are so excited to play all of the games, get the tickets, the prizes. It's just a country fair. It's just the whole experience around our events is very, very special. And so those are coming back, and our facility positions are going to help us to make sure that those events are going to be able to function well and be safe. And so ultimately, it's going to improve our families' experiences and our kids' experiences here at school. But we've got other developments too. When I came to VCS back in June of 2018, the projection for the 18-19 school year was 654 students. And we topped out that year in September at 714. I am thrilled, and get this, by God's grace, our enrollment projections next year are going to be in the mid-900s. What an amazing blessing that is. And so those developments around enrollment provide us in our school financial resources that give us the opportunity to do things that we value. I talked earlier about increasing staff salaries. We've also taken in recent years really important steps towards financial sustainability, and we're in a much more healthy place in terms of our school's finances, and the enrollment growth is another positive step in that direction. But I think as we grow too, it's really important. I've mentioned this to our faculty. It's important for our families to know that it's my intention that when we grow, we're maintaining the quality of our program. And that means when we bring staff on board, we're not only giving them an opportunity, any new staff and faculty, to bring their talents and gifts, but we want to teach them and train them on who we are at VCS. What makes us exceptional? What is unique about a VCS classroom and the VCS way of teaching and developing relationships and caring for students? And so in order to maintain that quality, there's a few things that we're doing that you can be encouraged about. One of the first things is that we're developing and empowering department heads and teacher leaders. Earlier I mentioned subject area department heads at the high school, teacher leaders, grade level leaders at the elementary school, and teacher deans. There are three things that really have to be in place in order for those teacher leaders to lead well. They have to have time to be able to do what it is that we're asking. They need to be appropriately compensated for the additional responsibility. And they need leadership training on what and how. All three of those things are going to be in place, and in many cases have already started for next year, so that we're not just growing with enrollment, but we're maintaining the quality of our program as we grow. Super, super important. Our instructional leadership team, our families can be encouraged. They've been working to not only affirm the things that we do well instructionally in the classroom, but in some cases, redefining what matters to us, asking questions about what's the right teaching pedagogy, what are the right instructional practices, what kind of mentorship needs to be in place so that we can maintain that excellence in the classroom. Very, very important. But we've got other campus improvements. You know, another example is our multipurpose room. Our HVAC system has been down for I think about a year and a half now, and we are replacing that HVAC system with a new unit this month. In fact, it's happening as I'm recording this podcast. And so that space is going to be a wonderful space for events. It's going to be comfortable, safe, heating and air. Man, that's awesome, especially with this heat wave that's been coming through. I think everyone appreciates how important that is. We're going to continue to focus on other campus improvements as we move along in the summer and fall as well. But that's a big one that I wanted to be able to point out to everybody. So once again, I want to say a special thanks. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. Thanks for your continued commitment to VCS. I'm really, really grateful. You know, our families who continue to make that financial sacrifice year after year at VCS to enroll your children, I know what that sacrifice is, and I'm grateful for it. And I want to say thank you. And thank you not only for that, but for tuning in. I think it's a statement that you care about where we are and where we're going. I hope this has been helpful and encouraging. I look forward to staying in touch with our families and community this summer, and look forward to seeing you all back to school in August and the exciting things in store for the fall. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later.